Welcome to Dr. Opinion's Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Shafford, I'm giving skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the recipe for the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Black Bean Burrito.
You love those.
Oh, man. These are like my favorite. The only thing is that it's really hard to find the tortilla shell that really makes the whole thing fly.
You got to go to the authentic Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, but they usually got a lot of fat and calories on them. But anyway, besides that, these burritos, you can't beat these things. They're unbelievable. You want to get some black – the mainstay of this thing is the black beans, about a cup of black beans, a little bit of herb and spice blend. It doesn't matter what you – a couple of teaspoons of that, a little bit of ground cumin, and a dash of red pepper. And you need, of course, the rice, and you're going to need some green lettuce leaves as well, some flour tortillas. And the cheese. You need the Monterey Jack cheese. You need some green onions. And you need a little bit of salsa, about no salt, added mild salsa. And of course, what you're going to do is you can cook up your beans with the rice, put the herbs and spices in there as well, and get that all cooking in a mixture. If you want to separate out the rice from the beans, you're going to still have to strain all this stuff.
Exactly.
But
it's all going to be mixed together
anyway.
You can
all put it in one pot. You can put this over medium heat, and you're going to cook this,
What kind of rice do you like? Can you put brown rice?
You can use brown rice, absolutely.
We use brown rice quite a bit.
You can use quinoa.
Yes.
That's another way you can go.
Mix
quinoa
it up.
Is a nice little change of pace. And what you're going to do is you're going to take the leaves and put that you're going to flatten out your tortilla, put a couple of lettuce leaves on top of that, and then you're going to spoon out that mixture, and you're going to put the black beans and the rice, and you're going to put that in the middle of it. And then you're going to take some of your cheese and put that in there, some of the green onions, some salsa. I like to roll with some cilantro. That seems to help me a lot. Even some parsley I'll throw in there in the middle. And I'll tell you what makes the kicker for the burrito is I skewer an avocado. I throw some avocado chunks in there.
You must have avocado trees in your backyard?
I should. I really should, because to me, the avocado is the greatest thing, one of the greatest fruits ever created on planet Earth. So that is a great burrito. You're looking at around 311 calories without the avocado. I don't know. Add a little bit more calories. It's still going to be healthy.
Probably
even if you throw in the avocado.
A lot of protein?
Absolutely. A lot of protein. You got some calcium.
Fiber?
Yes, protein, fiber, and a little bit of calcium as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.